are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome.
You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Stacey Gatsoulias. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGots. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. We'll be recapping last night's Game 1 victory in Cleveland. I'll go through everything because it was quite a game. We'll also be previewing tonight's matchup and more, but first you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. I'm going to start off the podcast by saying I did not expect last night at all. I didn't expect any of it. No, let me hold on. I'll retract that slightly. I did expect Gerrit Cole to pitch a good game, and that happened. I did not expect the offense to make Shane Bieber look like Joe Schmo on the mound. Shane Bieber, as I said in yesterday's podcast, finished the year with a 1.63 ERA. The man was unhittable, and within the first five pitches of last night's game, the Yankees had a 2-0 lead. DJ LeMahieu hit a single to lead things off, and then on the first pitch that he sees from Shane Bieber all season, because as I mentioned, the Yankees and the Indians did not play at all, and the only way the Yankees prepared for this game was by watching tons of video. So Aaron Judge is seeing his first offering from Shane Bieber all 2020, and this is what happens.
Judge on the first pitch sends a ball well hit out to right center field. On the run is DeShields, and it's gone!
I'm about 99% sure that I saw a tweet yesterday afternoon that stated Shane Bieber had not given up a home run in Progressive Field all season. Aaron Judge changed that very quickly, and it wouldn't be the only one. After that, Bieber settles down a little bit. He gets Aaron Hicks swinging to strike out, obviously. Luke Voit grounds out. Giancarlo Stanton grounds out. Then Gerrit Cole comes in to pitch the bottom of the first. He gets Francisco Lindor to strike out on a foul tip, Cesar Hernandez to strike out on a foul tip, and gets Jose Ramirez to pop out to the pitcher's mound to Gleyber Torres. In the top of the second, Shane Bieber prevents the Yankees from scoring. He gets Gio Urshela to ground out, Gleyber Torres to single. Keep that in mind. Brett Gardner grounds into a force out, and then Kyle Higashioka strikes out swinging. Now, the first hit of the day from the Indians comes off the bat of Josh Naylor, who you'll be hearing about later because this wasn't his only hit of the game. But Cole worked around that double by getting Carlos Santana to strike out, Franmil Reyes to strike out, and then Roberto Perez lined out to end the inning. In the top of the third, the Yankees added another run thanks to an Aaron Hicks walk. Now, this is important because Bieber got DJ LeMahieu to strike out swinging to start the inning. Aaron Judge popped out on the first pitch. He was being aggressive last night. And Aaron Hicks walked. Then Luke Voit hit a double that scored Hicks. And let me tell you, I don't know why it looked like Hicks was running too slow, but I thought he was going to get nailed at the plate. Thankfully, he didn't. Then Giancarlo Stanton struck out swinging. So the Yankees are up 3-0 at that point. The bottom of the third, Delino DeShields hits a single. Gerrit Cole uncorks a wild pitch that advances DeShields to second. Lindor pops out to DJ LeMahieu. Then Cesar Hernandez hits a single that moves Delino DeShields to third. Jose Ramirez hits a double down the right field line that scores DeShields. Cesar Hernandez makes it to third. So Cole gets a little bit of pushback there in that inning. And then he gets Carlos Santana to strike out swinging on three pitches. The one good thing about Gerrit Cole is he'll get pissed off about giving up a hit and a run, and then he'll just annihilate the next guy at the plate. And that's what he did to Carlos Santana. When they announced the lineup for last night, I was slightly obnoxious on Twitter when I saw that Brett Gardner was getting the start over Clint Frazier. I would like to apologize to Brett Gardner right now for doing that. In the top of the fourth, he hit an RBI double that scored Gleyber Torres. Good job on that. After that, Kyle Higashioka hit a single that advanced Gardner to third. Then DJ LeMahieu hit another single that scored Gardner. Then Aaron Judge struck out swinging. Aaron Hicks struck out swinging. In the bottom of the fourth, Josh Naylor, who hit a double in his previous at-bat, hit a home run off Gerrit Cole, and it was a bomb. So at that point, it's 5-2 Yankees. But I was still feeling okay. I was playing it up on Twitter and saying that I was feeling nervous, but I don't know about you, but as soon as Aaron Judge hit that home run and put them up 2-0, I felt like they were going to win. It felt like Game 5 of 2017 when Didi Gregorius hit that home run to put the Yankees up right away. It felt the same exact way. So it's 5-2 at that point. In the top of the fifth, Luke Voit flies out. Giancarlo Stanton is called out on strikes. Then Gio Urshela hits a single. Gleyber Torres hits a home run.
The next 2-2, another fastball. And that's hit in the air out to deep left field. Naylor giving chase, as is DeShields, and that one's gone!
It's Gleyber Day!
So it's 7-2, and Shane Bieber has to be lifted from the game. Shane Bieber, the probable Cy Young winner who hadn't given up a home run at home all season. He pitched 4 2/3, gave up 7 runs on 9 hits with 2 walks. Now, he did strike out 7, which was good, but he gave up 2 home runs. Unbelievable. Bottom of the fifth, the top of the sixth, and the bottom of the sixth are all 1-2-3 innings. Then in the top of the seventh, Adam Simber comes in to replace Phil Maton, who replaced Shane Bieber. Aaron Hicks walks. Luke Voit hits a single that advances Hicks to second. Giancarlo Stanton grounds out to Carlos Santana at first. It advances Hicks and Voit 1 base to second and third. Gio Urshela hits a sacrifice fly that scores Hicks. Voit moves to third. Gleyber Torres hits a single that scores Voit. Cam Miller comes in to replace Adam Simber. And Brett Gardner, who I already apologized to, hits a home run to score Gleyber Torres. Again, Brett Gardner, I'm so sorry. In the bottom of the seventh, Josh Naylor hit a single because Gerrit Cole could not get that man out all night. Then Roberto Perez struck out on a foul tip. Tyler Naquin was called out on strikes and Delino DeShields grounded out, and that would be the end of the night for Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole pitched 7 innings, gave up 2 runs on 6 hits. He did not walk anyone, and he struck out 13. He became only the second pitcher in baseball's postseason history to pitch a game in which they got 13 strikeouts, or at least 13 strikeouts, and no walks. The last person to do that was Tom Seaver in NLCS Game 1 way back in 1973 for the Mets. Cole also sandwiched himself between Roger Clemens and El Duque for most strikeouts by a Yankee in a postseason game. If you recall, Roger Clemens had 15 in Game 4 of the 2000 ALCS, and El Duque had 12 in World Series Game 3 of 2000. Cole is the first pitcher with multiple postseason starts of 12-plus strikeouts and 0 walks. He's the first pitcher with 3 postseason starts of at least 12 strikeouts. He's the first American League pitcher with 13 strikeouts and 0 walks in a postseason game. I would say his Yankees postseason debut was a great success. The Yankees still had some scoring to do in the top of the ninth after Luke Voit flied out to Josh Naylor. Giancarlo Stanton hit a bomb of a home run, 116 miles an hour off the bat, and I think it went 443, if I recall correctly. Put the Yankees up by 10, 12-2 in the bottom of the ninth. Josh Naylor hit a double because, again, they could not get him out. Tyler Naquin hit a single that scored Naylor. Then Delino DeShields grounded out to end the game. That came against Luis Sessa, who closed out the game for the Yankees. The Yankees take Game 1 12-3. If you predicted that, you are unbelievable, but I doubt that any of you actually predicted that outcome. I believe that people thought the Yankees would win. That's not an unbelievable thing. But the fact that they scored 7 runs off Shane Bieber. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be shocked because of how the Yankees lineup is constructed and that they can turn it on like that. But Shane Bieber was unhittable this season, and the Yankees made him look pedestrian. And like I said earlier, that Judge home run really set the tone. And again, it felt like that game in 2017 when Didi started off with a home run, and it just took the air out of their sails in Cleveland. It felt the same way last night. Oh, I would like to point out that Cleveland's Twitter account sent out a jokey picture of a midge on, I guess, the press box window. I guess they were hoping the midges would come into play last night. Thankfully, that did not happen. Hopefully, it won't happen tonight. And speaking of tonight, tonight's matchup, Masahiro Tanaka against Carlos Carrasco. Tanaka has been unbelievable in his playoff career for the Yankees dating back to 2015. He has a 1.76 ERA with 37 strikeouts in 8 starts dating back to 2015. He has limited playoff opponents to a 1.57 average, and he was 2-1 with a 2.25 ERA in 3 postseason starts last year. Carlos Carrasco is no slouch. This will be his 3rd postseason game. He made a start in 2017 and 2018 in the ALDS. He has a 1.64 ERA, 2 earned runs in 11 innings, with 10 strikeouts across those 2 starts. So, this could be the game that turns into what we assumed last night's game would be. I think a lot of us were assuming a low-scoring game last night. Cole and Bieber would match zeros until a certain point of the game. Don't be surprised if that happens tonight. But also don't be surprised if both pitchers give up 4 or 5 runs. You never know what's going to happen. Tonight's game is another ESPN game. The start time is 7:08. I have to say, I didn't want to put my fist through a wall listening to Matt Bascurian and A-Rod during last night's game. I was very pleasantly surprised. Hopefully that will continue tonight. I will say I'm a lot more comfortable today than I was yesterday at this point, because obviously you get nerves before the first game of a playoff series, especially this uncharted territory of playing a 3-game series. And obviously tonight's important, and it's obvious the Yankees want to win and get this over with so they can move on. Now, the good thing about Cole's performance last night was the fact that he lasted so long, pitched 7 innings. It was also good that the offense gave the Yankees such a big lead that they could bring in Luis Sessa to pitch the last 2 innings, and it didn't matter. So, the prime bullpen arms are locked and loaded to go tonight if Tanaka can't make it past 5 innings. The Rays won their game 3-1 yesterday against the Blue Jays, so they're also up 1-0 in their series. If the Yankees make it past the Indians, they play the winner of the Rays-Jays, which looks to be the Rays. I don't see the Jays coming back and winning this one. Again, you never know. Strange things have happened. Like last night, I'm still sitting here not believing that the Yankees won that game 12-3. Oh, and while I was watching last night's game and looking at Shane Bieber, I realized that he looks like a combination of Cody Bellinger and Tyler Wade. Yeah, those are the types of things that go through my mind while I'm watching baseball games. Also, I could not get Baby by Justin Bieber out of my head the entire time that Shane Bieber was in that game, and it was so annoying. And then the Yankees Twitter account posted 2 tweets referencing that song. Just imagine that refrain being stuck in your head for a couple of hours. It was torture. And now you'll be tortured. It is amusing that Justin Bieber has been around for more than 10 years and Baby's the only song I know of his. A quick this date in Yankees history before we go. 36 years ago today, Don Mattingly won the American League batting title. He finished with a .343 average, and he ended the season 3 points higher than his teammate Dave Winfield. This was a big deal at the time, and if you were around back then like I was, You remember how exciting that last day was. It was especially exciting for me because I loved Don Mattingly. Speaking of Don Mattingly, his Marlins will be playing today against the Cubs in Game 1 of their wild card series. Right now, the Reds and the Braves are playing. There are going to be games all day, literally. The Reds-Braves game started at noon. The Dodgers game, Dodgers-Brewers, will be at 10 p.m. tonight, and there are games all in between. A lot of them are overlapping, so if you have a picture-in-picture or you have one of those TVs where you can watch four things at the same time, I suggest you do that. Does that exist, or is that just MLB TV on your computer? Either way, if you can watch more than one game on your TV, I suggest you do that. And one more time before I go, Yankees, Indians, Game 2, Tanaka against Carrasco, 7:08 p.m. on ESPN. And for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Wednesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.